This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed 4 civilians at a hotel. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
Wednesday's attack on the city targeted civilian infrastructure. Local authorities reported 9 people killed. President Zelensky said that the latest attacks across Ukraine are raising again the question of Ukraine's ability to carry out long-range attacks inside Russian territory to prevent further strikes. He said that with help of Ukraine's allies, this is the optimal counter-terrorism tactic. Also, President Zelensky addressed the energy situation. Power outages are widespread across the country. Zelensky said that the repair works are ongoing around the clock. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
This is VOA News. The UN World Food Program is investigating 2 of its top officials in Sudan over allegations including fraud and concealing information from donors about its ability to deliver food aid to civilians amid the nation's dire hunger crisis, according to 11 people with knowledge of the probe. Freddie Joyner from Reuters reports.
5 of the sources who spoke to Reuters say investigators are looking at whether WFP staff sought to hide the alleged role of Sudan's army in obstructing aid amid a brutal 16-month war with a rival paramilitary for control of the country. When asked about the probe, the WFP said allegations of individual misconduct related to irregularities in pockets of our operation in Sudan are under urgent review by its Inspector General's office. Meanwhile, the U.S. government's aid agency, USAID, the single largest donor to the WFP, said the allegations were deeply concerning and must be thoroughly investigated. Battling severe hunger on many fronts, the World Food Program is currently seeking close to $23 billion in funding to feed millions of people.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Wednesday that a new treaty between the two countries would help repair the relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation, with our shared understanding that this will be developed at pace and that we hope to have agreed it by the end of the year.
Scholz said he welcomes Starmer's intention to seek a reset in the relationship to the European Union. Donald Trump has been reposting conspiracy theories and other posts on his social media platform after special counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment against him over the bid to undo the 2020 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
They include posts calling for trying or jailing Smith and House lawmakers who investigated the Capitol riot, and posts with images referencing the QAnon conspiracy theory. Trump also reposted a doctored image made to look like President Biden, Vice President Harris, Hillary Clinton, and others were in prison jumpsuits. He's railed recently at campaign managers, urging him to focus on policy messages rather than personal attacks, and seemed to overrule the advice last week during a rally.
Do I still have to stick to policy?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You must stick to policy. You'll win it on the border. You'll win it with inflation.
A typhoon moving at a bicycle speed has begun dumping rain on parts of Japan, leaving one person dead and several injured as weather officials issued the highest level warnings in the country's south, expected to be the most hard hit. The Japan Meteorological Agency says Typhoon Shanshan is set to reach southern Kyushu and possibly make landfall Thursday, where it forecasts up to 23.6 inches of rainfall in 24 hours. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.